Grind up some greasy coffee beans. Columbia Dark Supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 287 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, what the hell did Woodrow do in there?
greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
Screwed things up royally.
I had no idea.
He was the last one that was in there.
He was the last one that was in there.
So maybe it's gotta be his fault.
Maybe he left the faucet on. I don't know.
Heaven only knows, but gee whiz, make that kid pay. Oh. I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas.
I'm Bay, and I'm in East Tennessee, and we've been having a number of technical difficulties, so we're just going to barrel through this. That was Robert Morgan Fisher with Greasy Coffee Beans, and so much to say and so little. We're so scared we're going to lose our feed.
Yes, please do write to us at whatever you want at gritstoglitz.com or call us at 442-222-96269.
Yay. Okay, that's out of the way.
Yes.
I had surgery yesterday.
What?
Outpatient surgery. Don't get
again?
Well, this is new. Actually, I got endometrial ablation.
What?
I know.
Wash your mouth out.
Our sweet, sweet listeners, and we're getting mail, and we're getting voicemail. We're getting, you know, people are
going
on Facebook. What is going on?
Is she dead yet?
I'm not dead. The good news is, maybe it's good news, not dead yet. All the things going on with my heart have been exacerbated by anemia because I lose a lot of blood because my lady parts don't.
You just bleed all the time.
Yeah. And I didn't realize how bad it was until I started going to the hospital for blood transfusions. And like I said, it really exacerbates my heart issues. It's not a good thing for me, for my heart and my blood pressure.
So, and finally, get a hysterectomy.
Well, I'm not justified for a hysterectomy, believe it or not.
Screw that.
Yeah, they did a pelvic ultrasound. They said, we're going to find fibroids and tumors and train cars.
Rip all that shit out of there.
Yeah, and it's going to be covered by insurance. And instead, they got in there and they said, it's a little bit weird, but nothing's going on. So I went to a new OBGYN and she said IUD or endometrial ablation. And at first I thought, IUD, that sounds great. It's not invasive. It's really cheap. It's
cram it in there. There you go.
And then I started doing research. I know. And then I started doing research and it turned out not the way to go. It's people like me lose it. And they're like, the experts are like, oh, no one ever loses those things. They're never placed wrong. Everything is wonderful with IUDs. But I talked to a lot of people that just flushed it right out of their bodies. And those are the people who have the same kind of symptoms that I have.
Your body says, "Ptooey, don't need that."
Yeah. On the other hand, the people who got the endometrial ablation were like, this is great for the rest of my life. Yay. So that's what we opted for. Now the hope is I will stop losing blood so much of the time. I will stop being anemic and I'll get my entire system back on an even keel. I can continue walking and taking care of my heart and taking my heart meds. So this is it. Okay, you guys, this is the turning point. And I have to say, yesterday I felt like crud. I probably scared everyone around me because a lot of people who get the endometrial ablation, and it's general anesthesia, but it's like the general anesthesia that you get when you get a colonoscopy.
Killed Michael Jackson.
Oh, you killed Michael Jackson. Exactly. Woo,
that's good stuff. I like that stuff.
Well, most people wake up from it and they're just fine. And I was wrecked for a day. I was weak and stupid and shaky and the pain from, and I don't even know, there was this whole hilarious thing that my family and I posited about how do they do the endometrial ablation, because that's basically using microwaves to burn out the lining of your uterus. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, I had this awful, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but it's hilarious, this awful mental cartoon picture of a person in stirrups with her uterus being flipped inside out, pulled out like on rubber bands, and being popped into one of those little office microwaves.
And then when they're done,
ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding.
Exactly.
Yoink!
And yes! And then you open the door and it goes schwack right outside. And the best part is when I talk about this with my family, I flop my arms around and go, these are the fallopian tubes.
Woo! They got pom-poms on the end.
So I think it's good to have a sense of humor about these things. But at the same time, I was scared to pieces of the anesthesia, the whole thing. And I was in a lot of pain yesterday, but I feel ever so much better today.
It's been a day. How are you?
Oh, they let me have vodka now, so I'm awesome.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you couldn't have vodka. You had to have prescription drugs.
That's right. They let me have prescription drugs that made me stupid.
But I had prescription drugs.
Really?
I got a dental implant.
That's right. You got drugs too.
Yes, they gave me hydrocodone, which makes me throw up. But it also is fun.
So, it is. It's a lot of fun. It can act like vodka.
I can hear your vodka.
Yeah. Slurp, slurp. So, I'm going to be fine. I'm doing really well. And this is it. This is the turning point. From now on, nothing but fineness.
Good, because we're sick of your shit.
I know, right?
I talked to one of our listeners recently, and he said, is Bae okay? Is she going to be all right?
That's so sweet.
Are you okay?
I am. I'm okay. I'm going to be all right.
Don't die.
I'm trying really hard not to.
Good. Me too.
Yeah.
Have you had any visions, like, of your past, of things that were a part of your life long ago and that you've let go, but like you might see them in the afterlife?
No.
Like dear beloved vehicle.
Oh, crap. You're trying to lead me into a really good thing. I saw my old Prius.
Oh, how did you know it was yours?
Well, remember my Prius got beat up by hail in 2011, and that was right after the tsunami, so you couldn't get Japanese car parts. And I never could get my Prius fixed. And when we traded it in May of 2012, it still had all of the damage from the year before. It looked like crud. The poor thing. And we got, you know, pennies on the dollar for the trade-in because it looked so bad. And wow, it looks even worse now. It's been wrecked many times.
They didn't fix the hail damage?
Oh, God, no. Well, like I said, they really and truly could not get the car parts from Japan. And I'm guessing, you know, when they finally did get their car part manufacturing lines back up, they probably weren't concentrating on 2005 Prius parts. They were concentrating on 2012 Prius parts. So no, they never fixed the hail damage, and now it's been wrecked many times. It's duct taped and scotch taped and bungee corded together. The roof is growing something. I'm not sure if it's mold or moss or fungus.
This was right there in the garage where you park for work there in Knoxville.
Yes, it was right in the parking garage where I go to work. And that was Thursday afternoon before I went to get the endometrial ablation. And after the endometrial ablation, we went back Friday afternoon to get my paycheck. And the old Prius was still there. And I promise you, I love that car so much, I would still take it back.
Oh, because the disaster Prius has been trouble also.
Oh, it's always. Just, you know, I'm over my 2012, over it. I was over it within 3 months of getting it. So I miss my 2005 so badly.
I kind of want a new car, but my car is paid off.
Oh,
And I like that about it.
If I won the lottery, and I mean won the freaking lottery and could afford any car at all, I would go find a really good 2005 Prius and paint it the way I want to. Lavender with yellow flowers.
Whoa.
I know. Whoa. That's how much I loved the 2005. It was just perfect.
Why don't you have a tattoo yet?
I have no idea. That's a really good question. I don't know any good tattoo parlors that I trust.
We've got some here.
I so want to come to Las Vegas. That's the other thing. And I wasn't going to talk about it, but let's talk about it. I want to come see you, Amy. I'm sorry that I brought it up because I don't know if I can. But
you were just here.
I have had such a shitty year.
You're right. You are correct, Bae. You have had a shitty year. If anybody's going to say that they've had a shitty year, it would be you.
Yes, I can't even believe I said that. That's so crass. I've had a rough year.
And the thing is, you're such an optimist. When I had in the past, when I had any little, oh, I stubbed my toe. Ooh, poor me. You always lifted me up and took care of me and were positive. And then the universe comes along and says, hey, wait, have I shit on you lately?
Oh, you're good at the sound effects. Yeah.
I know. Yes, that's what the universe does to you and your family.
I love you so bad.
Ew, I have a hangnail. Poor me. Oh, let's hit your house with a tornado. And you're so positive.
Oh, yeah. And I've had such a crappy year. And I really have gotten to where I don't even want to say this out loud. We're laughing and drinking and having such a good time. And I don't want to say it out loud. I think I might be clinically depressed because I cry every day.
Yay! How are you drink? How much are you drinking these days?
Not enough.
Okay. That plus depression equals win.
Yes. Anyway, I really do want to, because I looked at the calendar and Christmas Eve is on Thursday and Christmas Day is on Friday and then there's Saturday and Sunday. I'm like, I could take another couple of days off.
What's the boss gonna really do?
I know. He's going to fire me. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah, fuck it.
Because I only get 5 days off and I have taken way more than 5 days off this year. And I keep calling the accountant and saying, you need to take another day off of my paycheck, this paycheck. Because I have missed every other Friday for the last 6 weeks.
And that's because you're ridiculously sick.
That's because I'm ridiculously sick and cannot stay at work. So,
yay, podcast fodder. Yay.
Legalized marijuana. I want to come to Las Vegas for Christmas so bad, and I haven't even brought it up with my husband, but there's this huge piece of me that's like, I just want to go veg out with Amy.
And I wouldn't mind that at all.
I want to eat someplace different for Christmas. Christmas has never been my favorite holiday. I love Halloween. I adore Thanksgiving. I am so insane about Independence Day. But Christmas is so exhausting. I just want to go someplace where it's already made for the tourists and I can just be there in it.
And the thing is, Las Vegas doesn't change at all at Christmas, except that it's a little quieter. You know, everybody's home with their families.
Really?
It's family time, except for us losers who are like, I'm going to play the slots.
I thought maybe because you used to go to a nice restaurant for Thanksgiving sometimes where they had turkey and dressing. And I thought maybe that would exist somewhere on Christmas Day. Does it don't?
I don't know. I'm going to try and go there this Thanksgiving because I'll be all alone.
Oh, I wish you weren't.
I wish I weren't also. But, you know, at the worst, I could go to the M buffet.
Oh, my gosh. I got an email or something from them recently that I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to go to the M right now. It's a special event. I think it's a cocktail tasting event, something.
Yes, sign me up.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't remember what it was, but I love the M Casino in general. It's just so pretty, and it's the food is so good, and the cocktails are so good. Love it. It's so pretty.
I'm with you. I like the you know, the architecture, the building mm-hmm. itself. I like mm-hmm. the buffet. I love the buffet, and mm-hmm. I kind of like their casino there. So yeah, it's been kind to me.
Mm-hmm. And you've been hanging out with podcast mm-hmm. listeners and going to downtown, right?
A little bit. This week, we are recording on Saturday, October the 17th, and right now, they are in the midst of the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic, aka VIMF. And because of that, there are a lot of Las Vegas enthusiasts from the internet that are here in town. Derek Stevens at the D is showing them around and showing, oh my gosh, that guy is so smart.
Wow.
He is so smart. He has really courted the Las Vegas podcast community. Ooh. And so the D Las Vegas and the Golden Gate. And now he's bought the Las Vegas Club. That's it. The Las Vegas Club. Which is, you know, the Golden, it's across the street from the Golden Gate.
Yeah.
And he has bought that, and he is wooing the people at VIMF. And I think that's brilliant of him. It's great marketing. He's, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not over there.
No.
But we're not a Las Vegas podcast.
No, we're a Las Vegas and East Tennessee podcast. I've had such a rough week. I'm going to go to Magpies very soon and get myself some cupcakes. It's about time for some East Tennessee homegrown goodies.
I have gone off my diet. I have to confess. I saw the cardiologist. He weighed me. I lost a pound. It was like, yay, fuck this shit. I'm eating.
Time for pizza. Yeah.
Right. So this morning, I Lynn in New Jersey is not. She's in Las Vegas.
Right.
And she and I had breakfast this morning at the pawn shop. What do they call it? I don't know. The pawn shop container park. The Pawn Stars thing. They have created a container park right next to the pawn shop. And so this morning I wanted to get together with her and Lana, which means I had to find a place that had a patio open so that I could take my little dog with me.
Oh, I so love taking my little dog with me to meals and sitting on patios. Oh, how did that work with Lana?
It was fabulous. Of course, she's the belle of the ball.
Of course she is.
Trying to find every crumb on the floor, and everybody's going, oh, look at the little French bulldog. So, yeah, that was great. And I had a donut that as big as my head.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that was the pawn shop, pawn donuts and coffee or something like that. That was open early and they have a patio. And if I'm going to recommend a place to go with your little dog at 8 o'clock in the morning, it would be there.
That's wonderful, because I loved O Face Donuts, but they don't have any outdoor seating. They don't have any place where you can take your little dog with you.
No.
You would have to pick up a donut and go sit on the curb, and it's kind of hot out there.
Right, and there are no dog admirers out there. So if you have to take your little dog to a place where there are people who go, oh, what a cute little dog.
I really need to do that. If I could do a shout out for my little puppy, Doris Daylily. She's going to turn 7 on Monday.
You're kidding.
No. My little angel is going to be 7 years old on Monday.
She's just a baby puppy.
Oh, she still runs like a maniac. I found a sheep herding dog competition video on Facebook. And
oh, my gosh.
It was so funny. And, you know, Doris is not an Australian Shepherd. She's a Welsh Corgi, but it's the same instinct. And I'm sure she would do the exact same thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Or better.
Exactly.
I love Doris Day Lily. As a matter of fact, and I'm just, this is a revelation to Bay here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Today, mm-hmm. I put in the mail a package for Bay for her birthday, but it included a present that could be utilized by Doris Day Lily or by Bay.
Really? I can't wait to find it.
It would work for either of you.
My little dog is so spoiled. So spoiled. You sent some treats from BarkBox because you had so many. And I think one of the treats you sent was duck biscuits.
Yes. Oh, yes. The duck biscuits.
And my husband gets out a duck biscuit and Doris knows exactly what that is. She starts freaking out before he can say anything. She's like, oh, my God. And she can barely sit still. And she's trying so hard to sit because she knows. She knows. The command is sit. And the next command is, do you love me? And then she barks and she gets a dog biscuit. Yes, of course she loves it. But she can hardly sit still because she knows that's a duck biscuit. She loves those. Thank you, Amy. You're really nice.
Have you not run out of those yet?
We are really doling them out slowly.
Oh, you are so... You have control. You... I don't. My dog looks at me and I'm like, here's a treat.
I've seen that look, though. It's irresistible. She is such a doll.
Today I posted a video of Lana and her BarkBox. And I just did it like an hour ago. Oh. And she's, you know, I didn't even give her any treats yet. I just gave her the toys out of the BarkBox. And she's like, oh, yes.
Oh, that is so sweet. I'm going to have to go check that out. It seems like there was something else I was going to.
Yeah, whatever. She's a good girl.
She is a good girl.
You're going to have the Book of Mormon in Knoxville.
Yes, but not until next April. Can I go?
Oh, please do. Oh, please do.
I want to see it so badly. I've got the soundtrack.
So entertaining. Oh, my gosh. It is so good. It's better than the soundtrack.
That's hard to believe. Of course, the soundtrack is the original cast from Broadway, and they were brilliant. But Josh Gad and that wonderful guy from so many good TV shows.
His name just went out of my head.
I know. Yeah.
Anthony or Andrew.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. My brain. I killed a brain cell with my wine.
I killed a brain cell with my anesthesia and my vodka. I have an important question.
What?
Have you seen any Taco Doritos?
Not personally. But they have them.
Well, I don't have proof. I sort of have proof of it. I've been seeing on message boards that Taco Doritos exist in places, but I have been to many, and I mean many, at least seven stores in the greater Knoxville area trying to find Taco Doritos. And that includes one of those gigantic Kroger's that has the clothing and the furniture and
dang.
Which Kroger? Oh, they're huge. No Taco Doritos there. No Taco Doritos at Publix. None at the Super Walmart or the Super Target. I'm not finding them.
Well, but Taco Bell, though. Taco Bell has the Dorito tacos.
The Doritos Locos tacos. Yes. The most successful crossover product. There was just a story about that on NPR in the last week and a half.
This American Life. I was going to say This American Life did a thing about all the mashup foods, and the most successful was that Dorito taco. And you haven't had it?
Mm-mm. No, I don't eat Taco Bell.
I try not to because I try to be good, but I'm off the fucking diet, so...
Good for you.
I saw the cardiologist. It's another 6 months, and Thanksgiving and Christmas are between now and then, and screw you, diet.
Well, I'm really looking forward to, because I've been counting calories for 2.5 years. And by the way, it occurred to me on Thursday that I have not had a waffle in 2.5 years. I haven't had a bite of a waffle in 2.5 years. After my surgery, my husband bought a box of Eggo waffles.
Oh, he's a good husband. Keep him.
He made me an Eggo waffle for breakfast this morning. It was very crunchy.
What a good husband.
He has been just the best. He really has. Brought me home from the hospital yesterday, and first he put in the movie French Kiss, and I just vegged out and watched that. And then he put in the Hudsucker Proxy, and I just vegged out. And I actually passed out because I had had so many painkillers. So they turned off the Hudsucker Proxy, and I was going in and out of consciousness. They found Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, which is another one of my favorite movies. And it's just, it was movie after movie after movie. There was no football on my television. Yay. There were no movies. There was no Longmire on Netflix. No Westerns. It was just my movies. It was great.
That is a happy family. Those are some good guys you have around you to take care of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Keep them. Except Woodrow. What the hell did he fuck up in there?
That's the other thing. After the...
Did you accuse him?
I really hope this is still recording. I have not actually accused him of this yet. At the end of the endometrial ablation, and I was still zonked out, they called my husband to tell him, and I had come through everything okay, and I was going to be okay. The OBGYN actually said, she has an oddly shaped uterus, so we had to do things a little differently, but I'm pretty sure this is going to turn out okay anyway.
Oh, pretty sure. That's what we like to hear from our doctors.
Look, this thing has an 80% chance of making me never ever bleed again. 80%.
Yay.
And the other 20%, those of us with oddly shaped uteruses, we might spot every once in a while. So I can definitely live with that.
You've got to be done with this crap.
Yeah, that would be great. I did ask her, how will I know when I go through menopause? And she said, why are you worrying about that right now?
Because I'm sick of this shit. Yeah, with me, it was very sudden. I had cancer. Remember, I had cancer?
Yes, you had cancer. It was very sudden.
They took out all my plumbing, everything, and all of a sudden, I went from lots of estrogen to zero estrogen, and that fucked me over pretty well for about a decade or so.
A decade. It was about a decade, and it was agonizing, and I love you so much, and I'm so glad you got through that decade, because there were days that I really thought you might not.
You got me through it, babe. Honestly, seriously, I was insane for 10 years, folks, and I'm okay now. Yeah. I'm all right now. That's what I tell people. I had cancer, but I got over it.
It was a while back, you know, and it's been a good long while since you got the good doctor.
Oh, my gosh. Dr. Snowman.
She saved you. She was your savior.
She worked with me until we found the right medicines to make me a human being again. And that was worth it. Oh. Are we done
We're
with
so
this?
Dramatic. Listen.
Oh, my God. I'm so. It's your turn.
There once was a guy named Oedipus Rex.
You may have heard about his on complex.
His name appears in Freud's index because he loved his mother.
His rivals used to say quite a bit that as a monarch he was most unfit, but still in all you had to admit that he
loved his mother. Yes, he loved his mother like no other. His daughter was his sister, and his son was his brother.
One thing on which you can depend is...
he sure knew who a boy's best friend is.
When he found what he had done...
he tore his eyes out one by one.
A tragic end to a loyal son who loved his mother.
So be sweet and kind, mother, now and then. Have a chat.
Buy her candy or some flowers or a brand new hat.
But maybe you had better let it go at that.
Or you might find yourself with a quite complex, and
You may end up like Oedipus.
I'd rather marry a duck-bill platypus.
Than end up like old Oedipus Rex.
But I bopped. I love the Tom Lehrer.
Oh, so love it. Yay. Okay, if this recorded, it's a freaking miracle.
Yeah. Please, please record. And if not, this will be lost to eternity. But folks, please do give us a call at 442-BAY-AMY.
I thought it was 442-222-9626.
Same thing.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Okay. And you can always email us at geezyoupeople@gritstoglitz.com.
Ah, we're ready for something entertaining.
Yeah. And thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us through all
you
of our
guys
drama.
Are the best.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Ah, greasy coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. You wanna break the old routine? Grind up some greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans.